Regina, the lone Saskatchewan United Party member of the legislature, mixed it up with the provincial minister of agriculture on Thursday over rising costs faced by farmers. In particular, Saskatchewan Rivers MLA Nadine Wilson was roasting agriculture minister David Marrott over hikes of rental prices on farmable crown land by 22%. The exchange between Wilson and Marrott was recorded in Hansard. Wilson: "Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's clear that this government is not interested in cutting taxes. Instead, they think we should applaud the fact that they did not raise taxes, but even that isn't entirely right. Mr. Speaker, why does this government continue to crush farmers by hiking the rental prices of farmable crown land by 22%, 22%? Is that not a tax on the farmers that feed this province, Mr. Speaker?" The Speaker: "I recognize the Minister of Agriculture." Hon. Mr. Marrott: "Mr. Speaker, we have addressed the crown land rental rates for the ranching community here in the province. We froze them to 2022 levels in the crown land lease with the ranchers, Mr. Speaker. We also added another part to that as well, that if there's a drought situation in their pasture, they can pull those animals off and their rent will come down as well at least 50%, Mr. Speaker." Marrott then went after Wilson over accusations from the Progressive Conservatives that were reported in the media. The PCs had claimed that the Sask United Party had stolen the PCs' data in a takeover attempt of their party. Hon. Mr. Marrott: "Mr. Speaker, it's really kind of ironic that a party that claims to be so concerning about protecting people's private information is now accusing and taking private information from another party, Mr. Speaker, and then using to invade people's privacy by sending unsolicited emails, Mr. Speaker. Maybe the member wants to explain why is she trying to grab money and email lists." The Speaker: "I'd like to caution the Minister of Agriculture not to engage in a political party's discussions or actions. Please just keep it to the topic. I recognize the member from Saskatchewan Rivers." Ms. Wilson: "Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, clearly you're not listening to the rural farmers, the rural landowners. Mr. Speaker, this government is clearly profiting off of the inflationary crisis. It's always rules for thee and not for me. They raise rates on farmers to pad their bottom line and say, sorry, it's due to inflation, while raising their own salary because, oh, it's due to inflation. The people of Saskatchewan do not have it so easy, Mr. Speaker. They don't have the privilege of setting the rules to make it so they profit from a crisis. Mr. Speaker, my question is simple. Why is this government so content to profit off of the inflationary crisis on the backs of the farmers?" The Speaker: "I recognize the Minister of Agriculture." Hon. Mr. Marrott: "As I said in my previous answer, Mr. Speaker, we have done a lot of good things for the ranching community and the pastures here. We have. We froze the rates to 2022. We didn't increase the rates. There is a formula for the rates on pasture land, and it's all reflective of the price of cattle, Mr. Speaker. We also added a factor in where we've mandated the level. If they take cattle off of those pastures, we will reduce their rent as well, Mr. Speaker." In speaking to reporters outside afterwards, Marrott explained what he was talking about with respect to cultivated crown land. "There was an increase, but those rates are set every year. Usually we use the fall pricing forecast. That's what we do. And if we would have used that, the increase would have been a lot higher than what it did go. We actually, through the minister, we could reduce those rates, so we did. So they went up about 22, but they could have been around 45%. For the pasture land, they froze that at the 2022 levels. Plus, we also put another ad in that if the patrons have to pull some of the animals off, whenever they pull off an animal, we'll take that off of their rental rate as well to a maximum of 50%. In the legislature, Wilson had also attacked Marrott over an increase to the Ministry of Agriculture. Marrott later clarified to reporters that it was only the budget overall that went up by 19%, but Wilson had accused the ministry of expanding the size of its bureaucracy and red tape. Ms. Wilson: "It seems like inflation is the order of the day for this government. While they inflate rate hikes on farmers, they are also inflating the size of their own bureaucracy with a 19% increase in the size of the Ministry of Agriculture. Why is this government continuing to crush farmers with more bureaucracy and more red tape? Thank you. The Speaker. I recognize the Minister of Agriculture. Hun. Mr. Marit. Mr. Speaker, I'm very proud of the people that work in the Ministry of Agriculture. They're very dedicated to the industry, Mr. Speaker. If you look historically at the number of employees that work for the Ministry of Agriculture, it has been reduced, Mr. Speaker, over years, it has been. But these people are very dedicated to the sector. They're very dedicated to the industry. I will not take any lessons from the member opposite on people working for the largest industry in this province, in the Ministry of Agriculture, that do their job and do it very, very well and making sure that we deliver the programs to the farmers and ranchers of this province, Mr. Speaker. And we will continue to do that by making sure that the dollars are delivered in a very timely manner, whether it's through the Ministry of Agriculture or whether it's through Saskatchewan Crop Insurance as well, Mr. Speaker. When Wilson went on to accuse the government of imposing a tax on the farmers that feed the province, that feed the country, by hiking the rental prices of farm crown land by 22%, it was at this point that Premier Scott Moe got involved. Hun. Mr. Moe. Mr. Speaker, as leader of the Saskatchewan Party and Premier of the province of Saskatchewan, I'll take no advice from that member opposite or any of these members opposite when it comes to supporting Saskatchewan agriculture and Saskatchewan farm families. Mr. Speaker, this past year we saw record investment in our business risk management programs in this province. We saw record exports, agricultural exports of $18.4 billion, Mr. Speaker. Some of the most sustainable product that you can produce in the world is being provided to other North Americans, creating continental food security, and to people around the world, Mr. Speaker. We are very proud of the investment in our business risk management programs, very proud of our investment in agriculture in this province. Ms. Wilson, the inflation keeps going and while raising their own salary, oh, it's due to inflation. But can't we do something for the people of Saskatchewan with inflation? They desperately need help and direction from this government. Thank you. Hun. Mr. Moe. 210,000 people have moved here over the last decade and a half, Mr. Speaker. Those members thought that was farcical, Mr. Speaker. And most certainly we are going to continue to grow that. People are coming to Saskatchewan. And why they're coming to Saskatchewan is to work in industries that are being invested in, over $15 billion, Mr. Speaker. Billions of that is into the agricultural sector, not only in primary agriculture where we lead the world, but in the canola crush plants, Mr. Speaker. Canola crush plants here in the city of Regina, in the city of Yorkton, and across the province. Again, Mr. Speaker, it's this party that talks to farmers each and every day when we go home. It's this party that continues to support our agriculture industry. And it's this party that continues to listen and support the people of the province of Saskatchewan.